listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, December 27th. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, as always, Michael, I'm glad to be here. And this is the last Wednesday of 2023.
If you can believe it, this year has gone by so fast. It's incredible. Thank you to those that are joining us live. We always appreciate catching up with you. We appreciate your contributions. It's always a pleasure. And thanks to those that take the time to catch up with us in the archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we're going to begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are: 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. Tonight's topic, year end in review. And Dr. Vicki, I'm so excited. We have a special guest, Wendy White. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, I'm so glad you're on again, Wendy. I think we got stuff to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Now, the last time you were on was back in June, I think that was.
Yes.
And you had kind of done a recap at that time of, you know, what cards were pulled the most, kind of getting a feel of the energy, and we were looking for patterns. What do you have for us now at the end of the year?
Well, I actually have some interesting stuff, and I'm really looking forward to this, all the things that I saw in Dr. Mike's cards that we pulled, and so I'm really glad to see that he's with us tonight.
Well, actually, he's bumping us out for a football game.
Yeah.
he just dropped in to say hello.
I see that now, yeah. Well, maybe he'll listen to the archives.
Yes, I'm sure.
But, I hope so.
But we can start with, so I know we lost some people over this year that were our regulars.
Yeah.
But let's just start with Audra. So Audra, number 9 in the Life Leadership Paragon suit under self-completeness, empowerment was her most pulled card for the year. And I don't know, what do you think about that, Dr. Vicki?
Well, I have Audra's name down here too, and there's a lot of shifts and changes for Audra. Like, I pulled... let's see, the Page of Diamonds, Magician, 9 of Spades, Justice, 5 of Diamonds, 10 of Diamonds, Jack of Spades, 9 of Clubs, and the 3 of Hearts. Now, when I look at that, just an overall picture, there's kind of a a transformation in play. And so I think that goes along with what you're mentioning, Wendy, and that transformation, looking for fairness, equitability, changes, and overcoming some challenges, you know, how Audre may see the world kind of thing, and interacting with the world. But, you know, it all kind of comes out on a high note, if I can say that. What do you think?
I mean, that's like what I was thinking. Exactly, almost, when I was looking at all of her cards, like, coming together, and then that being her most pulled card, so.
Yeah.
Kind of fits. What do you think, Dr. Michael?
Oh, I don't have the gift of intuition quite like that, so I go with the probability. I go with the book that I get to read out of, because it's all easy for me, but I rely on Dr. Vicky for those deep insights.
Me too.
You know, Wendy, I'd like to, can I just say about you, okay, everyone, I want to say that altogether I counted that I pulled 172 cards altogether since June, because I only started doing this with the tarot, mm-hmm. like observing since June. You know, mm-hmm. of course, nudge, you know, encouraged me to do that. But there were 12 of those were double cards that I pulled out for somebody saying, not quite sure, and I'd pull another one. So 160 really altogether. Now, of all of that, however many weeks we've been doing this, I pulled 18 for you, Wendy, 7 of the 18, and there were two double pulls, so 16 times. 7 of 16, half of them are major arcana. And I see a lot of that was you had to go with the flow. You know, it's like... everything else would say there was a time to move forward and make decisions, but then you had to let it work itself out and just see where the chips fall.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's my life.
But I think that's the feel of, you know, of 2023 for you. And it's so you had to overcome some things, a lot of new skills in communicating, and then watch how it works. And then it's out of your control.
Right. Right. You have to choose your battles. Mm. You know.
Well, you did a lot of that last year.
Uh-huh.
And
I did.
I would say actually Jerry did the same thing. I have for Jerry, I have 18 cards. Only one of them was a double pull. But so if you think about this, 7 of 17 times Jerry major arcana. So a very similar thread. But there was a lot of overcoming things. Ace of spades, jack of spades, page of spades, you know, ace of clubs, jack of clubs. You know, it's a lot of challenge in there. But again, ending on a bit of a high note. And the last card pulled for you, Jerry, ever in this, the first card was the world, and it ended on strength. So, you know, watch for all possibilities, but ending on that. Oof, you know, and the Queen of Spades, you got this, but you had to put some effort into it to do that. So it was a real learning curve, I think, in that way for Jerry, and learning that not all things are in your control. If you're like me, I like kind of directing my own life, but it's not always possible. You got to sit back and let things unfold.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
What do you have for Jerry there?
So, yeah, I was just going to say, Jerry's most pulled card was number 22 in the spirituality suit, Think for Yourself.
Ooh, how many times did that come up?
I didn't write how many times, I just kind of pulled which one. I do have it if I had to go back and look it up, but I just kind of pulled for my notes. But she also had back-to-back wild cards pulled 726 and 82, which were wild card number 9 blank, my favorite. But her most pulled card was Think for Yourself. So I think it kind of plays into that too.
So I think, Jerry, what I, you know, overall saying that, you know, and again, I don't ever want to dismiss like challenges, they can feel really crappy at times, but you're getting through it. You got through it, had to kind of put on your thinking cap at times, maybe assert for yourself, advocate for yourself, and then, you know. But you had the universe in your favor. When there's that many major arcana, you know, it's saying that in my world, it's like spirits are looking after you. Spirits have, you know, you've got that support. So a lot of spiritual energy.
Very good. And one
thing
Kevin
was another one. Sorry, Michael. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say one thing in my non-intuitive kind of way that I do pick up about Jerry is strength of will. I know she's got some challenges ahead of her yet, but I have no doubt you're going to overcome those.
Yeah, I totally agree. So Kevin was the next one that I had 18 cards for. One of them was a double pull. So 17, there was only four major arcana. And when I just look at that overview, it's like you had some work to do over 2023. A lot of changes. Now, if I recall, at the beginning of 2023, the wind knocked out of you a little bit, Kevin. But you worked really hard, you know, to get back on the program. And you persevered. You had... you know, for the major arcana, Judgment, the Fool, Magician, and Temperance. I love the Fool. It's new beginnings. So that kind of universal energy was with you. But, you know, you had a lot of other, when you think of everything from the Nine of Spades, Eight of Spades, to the Three of Hearts, Three of Clubs, and a lot of communication stuff. And then, you know, so you persevered also. And maybe you didn't always feel like the universe was on your side, but it was certainly there. Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Wendy?
So for Kevin, his most pulled card of the year was number 9 in the Life Leadership Paragon suit under self-completeness, empowerment. Mm-hmm. And he also had a good bit of wild cards pulled too.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense too, so...
I really like what you said, you know, about putting the work in. A lot of times that's the best that we can do, and, you know, through perseverance, we can really make things happen.
Yeah.
I agree.
Now, the other let's see, Edward was the other one that had the most cards pulled since June of 15. There was 1, 2, 3 double pulls, so 12 times. There was 3 major arcana. Which I'm not going to explain that again, but there was overcoming stuff here too. A lot of diamonds, like there was a 2 of diamonds, 5, 6, ace, 2, page, all of diamonds, a lot of hearts. And, you know, but again, that tells me that there's a lot of support and, you know, a lot of physicality involved. And as I recall, there was some health issues also back then. So, but again, coming through it in this kind of rebirthing toward the end of the year. What did you get, Wendy?
Okay, so Dr. Edward always has, like, the best variety in his cards that I have. So the first half of the year, he had 11 out of 15 cards that had the number 3 in it. 11 out of 15. That's
wow.
Big for me. And between the end of November and December, he had 3 wild cards pulled in a row. It was wild cards 2, 7, and 8 on November 22nd, November 29th, and December 6th.
Wow.
So, and then wild card number 7, Hope, was his most pulled card of the year.
Ooh, that's awesome.
I really like that.
That is awesome.
Last year at this time, it was Jamil who had the most, or the wild card number 7 was his most pulled card. So Dr. Edward gets it this year.
Oh, the Hope Award.
Yeah,
we haven't seen Jamil for a while, but, you know, if he listens in the archives, just saying a shout out to you, Jamil. Hope all is well these days.
I was just thinking the same. Absolutely.
I was just going to say the same thing. hopefully he's listening to the archives.
Now, the other mostly one with the most cards is Tabitha for me. And I've got 16 cards. Only one of them was a double pull, so 15. Two major arcana. That's like, three. And, I say, okay, that's fair enough. You know, it's in there. A lot of clubs and notable, especially toward the end of the year, spades. So where the year may have, or at least mid-year, started out with really hopeful and optimism, may have gone into a little bit of a few challenges, declaring yourself. It's like when you have the judgment card, like, you know, a little more than halfway through the latter part of this year, it's, I want to say in a positive way, standing up for yourself, finding your voice, you know, and whether that's at work, in your personal life, however that goes, it's, accepting more of who you are, being non-apologetic for it, and finding new ways to interact with people from there. So that's how I saw it. The latter part of the year might have thrown a few, subtle kinds of challenges in dynamic, but got through it fine. You know, it's like, oh, I have to find a new way to talk to this one kind of thing. That's how I took it. What do you think, Wendy?
So, I know Tabitha's not with us tonight, is she? No.
No.
And we haven't seen her since the end of November, but hopefully she's listening to the archives. I actually ended up spending a good bit of time on her cards because I was really, they really was, I don't know, just kind of speaking to me. Like I was just in there and, she had a lot of doubles pulled for me. She had, two card match doubles. So, and she had the most wild cards pulled of the year.
Mm.
She had, one number one, two number twos, one number four, one number five, two number sevens, and two number eights, mm-hmm. all wild cards. And her most pulled card of the year was, number 28 in the service to self and others suit, do no harm, do right. So, like, she had a lot of stuff going on there, and I was just really kind of, really looking at what all of her cards mean and everything, and between her and, I would say, I think Dr. Jeff and Dr. Mike, they all had really interesting little soap operas going on.
What did you have for Jeff, then?
Dr. Jeff's most pulled cards tied with number seven in the life leadership suit under self-completeness, self-mastery. Mm. And the second one was in the spirituality suit, number 22, think for yourself. And it really, and I don't know Dr. Jeff, and I could be completely wrong, but it really just was kind of telling me, like, he's just, I think you get to a certain age and you really start feeling like you finally know yourself, like sort of coming into your own and figuring yourself out and learning to trust yourself and your decisions that you make in life. And that's kind of everything that I got from the cards that I saw from him.
Well, in the last few months, I've only pulled for Jeff five times. One was a double pull, and I concur. There's the Hanged Man, which is self-realization, Empress, which is growth, planting new seeds, a little bit of stress from time to time, but yeah, the Seven of Hearts, Jack of Clubs, Two of Hearts. It's like finding yourself in a new place in the world. And that I would agree. Hope you agree too, Jeff. I know you're in the chat and that makes sense to you, but a lot of growing this year. A lot of self-discovery, and mm-hmm. what I sense from it is ending the year on a more peaceful tone. Does that make sense, Wendy?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I think it's been an overall really interesting and good year for Jeff. Not without his challenges, but managed through, like, whew, that's great.
Oh, very much so.
What else have you got next? What do you think?
How about we go to Dr. Mike?
Oh, let's do that.
Okay, so most pulled card of the year for Dr. Mike was number 37 in the life skill suit, groundedness. And he had some interesting things going on. So, okay, so that his he had back to back numbers. He had two number 37s that were called in March, and then after that, back to back wild card blocks. Were pulled in May, and then groundedness again in July. But also right after his back-to-back wild cards were back-to-back number 42, trust and integrity. Mm. So he had like back-to-back-to-back like doubles, and you know, I didn't really go into trying to figure that out, but I thought that was very interesting.
Well, eight cards, two of them were double pulls. Now, ending on, well, somewhere in there was the Empress, that's growing four diamonds, and ending on the Tower, the rebuilding of self. Now, if we go back, remember that Dr. Mike retired mm-hmm. from his career this year. That's huge.
It is.
You know,
it's a big change.
Yeah, it's a big shift in one's life, and so I can appreciate that, you know, I'm sure internal as well as external and finding a new kind of sense in the world, you know. And I don't know, and he also turned 70, as I recall. So that's big, I think. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense, Wendy, that it would be kind of a pivotal year and that's kind of what we're seeing?
But yeah, I think like a lot of things were just talking to him. you know, like kind of like getting some messages from all around, and maybe that's a little bit of his retirement talking like, let's do this and let's do that. And, you know, you never know.
Oh, and don't forget, he also was with MUFON and went mm-hmm. down to, you know, that big kind of, you know, convention. And yeah, a lot of things went on for Dr. Mike this year.
Yeah, we saw some of that good stuff. It was very interesting.
And he was on TV, too. Was that the end of last year, beginning of this year, somewhere around there?
It was in this year, I think, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. It's all melding together. Time is going too fast.
I know. Now, for Dr. Zach, we have two Zachs. There was Zach Smith, and I only have one for him. And he hasn't been around. But
right.
Zach,
I didn't include him.
Sorry?
I didn't include Zach Smith because he only had a few cards and he's been gone a while.
Yeah. You know, Zach, from the middle of June to now, I could see, and of course we all know that Zach has his own story going on, but really rising into kind of a new way of seeing things in the world. So not without his challenges with the Five of Spades, which came up twice, I might mention. And that's where you see the end in sight, but you're still carrying the burden. You know, that five wants to get up and go, but there's still things to deal with. And the fact that he's the only one that I really saw, I see a noted double pull within a couple of weeks apart. You know, I thought, that makes sense. And then he had the Eight of Spades, which is, you know, again, the challenges. But Queen of Diamonds, Judgment. Oh, and Zach just came into the chat room. Good to see you there, Jack. Zach. And it was that kind of, now, as I recall, Zach took a big step into astrology this year and began to do some really interesting, cool things. But again, Zach has, you know, some medical things to take care of all the time. And, you know, it just makes sense that while you're managing with your own, you know, kind of experiences, but still wanting, you know, Zach, I just love Zach. He is always willing to learn, always strives to do more, be involved in more, and his mind is so active. He's like brilliant. And I always have the greatest admiration for Zach.
Absolutely.
What did you think for Zach, Wendy?
Oops, sorry, I was on mute.
That's okay.
Okay, so most pulled car of the year was a tie between number 3 in the Life Leadership Paragon Suit under self-acceptance was Be Who You Are, Walk Your Own Path, and also wild card number 8, Freedom.
Good.
That
combo.
Makes sense.
I think it all kind of ties together, yeah.
Absolutely.
No, Zach marches to his own drum. That's for sure.
Very true. But, you know, one thing I've always appreciated about you, Zach, is, you know, no matter what challenges you have and what things you're facing, you always bring this wonderful positivity into life. And it's just very wonderful, very refreshing.
Yeah. I have a few pulled for Zoran. What do you think there, Wendy?
Yep.
What have you got?
Okay, so Zoran, who, and I wasn't really sure as it, how to pronounce it, but Zoran is boy or girl, that I did not know, but only been with us a short time, but also had a pattern going with the number 3. So half of the cards had the number 3 in them, and the most pulled card was number 31 in the service to self and others, sacred obligations.
Well, I had 3 out of 6 were major arcana, and I think that goes in hand with sacred obligations, you know, with, you know, the trusting of inner self, higher self, greater self. You know, fool, the hermit, the emperor, that all made sense to me. Lots of learning to come from the heart, you know, shifting perspective and communication. And I feel like, I don't know if this is going to make sense to Zoran if he listens in the archives, but a softer sense of self. Does that make sense, Wendy?
It does. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the last one that I had was Dr. Ione, who hasn't been with us in a while. But most pull card actually tied with the number 21 in the spirituality suit, insight and wisdom, and also number 7 wild card, hope. And that was my last one.
Well, in the evolution of Ione from where I started with the 9 of clubs in the world, working into more to do with work. What are diamonds? And like 1, 2, 3, 4 of those were diamonds. So it'd be more about work, how you are in the world, you know, the physicality of it, possessions, that kind of thing, and relationships. That's what I saw there. Lots of the others were hearts and 1 spade thrown in. But, you know, it's finding yourself and your place in relationships in a better place. And that's what I had for Ione. If I could say that all of the, there were, let me see here, 9 tarot. So tarot's got 78 cards. 22 are major arcana. So 9 were not pulled at all, 9 of the cards. 2 major arcana, the devil and the world. And see, 3 of diamonds, 5 of clubs, 7 of clubs, 8 of hearts, jack of hearts, queen of hearts, and the king of clubs were not pulled at all. The cards, there were 13 cards that had 4 or more pulls, but the one that had the most was judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I found that interesting because, you know, of all these cards, judgment was pulled 6 times, and it was the only card that did that. And again, being redundant, but it's that self-declaring, you know, that announcement to the world, being having your own voice in the world. So if I had to do an overall there were a number of people here who were learning, and that's the point of IMHS, TFU, and the church itself, of, you know, who are you, and learning who you are. And so I saw an impact in that way. The high priestess, the magician, who each pulled four and five times, that's significant. Intuition, transformation, temperance, and empress was next. So that's learning patience and watching growth. There were four page of diamond cards. So that indicates communication, but in again, matter of, you know, work and possessions, the material world kind of thing. I think that the nine of clubs was pulled five times. That's significant. The only other one, no, all the rest were fewer. So the most pulled of the minor arcana was the nine of clubs. Now, again, that's, you know, the nine. Nine is kind of realization. I do see that kind of end in sight. You can see the goal, you know, so there's that transformation. Clubs are always about change. You know, it's it can be challenges, but there's a lot of the time we don't like changes, right? So it's a challenge when we have to change. But that's what I saw. So that nine, though, nine is kind of a revelation. It's insightfulness. It's pulling things together and, you know, how you move forward. So as an overall, 36 of the 172 cards were major arcana, which is about 20%. So I'd say everybody worked pretty hard this year.
I had, for our most pulled inner oracle deck, we had wild card number 7, Hope. Mm. The second year in a row.
That's amazing.
For the wild card. That was our most pulled card, and it was a wild card. Our most pulled suited card, though, just coming under wild card number 7, was number 37, groundedness.
Not now, a bad mix.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about. Don't you think? Like, that's what Dr. Kelly imparts in all of his writings. And, you know, like, I mean, to be hopeful, but stay grounded, no Absolutely. Matter how foo-foo we want to get, stay grounded. And mm-hmm. But we're metaphysicians, so we're all learning how to be in a new mindset, see the world differently, a worldview, if you will. But it all begins with learning how you see yourself and how you see the world. And
Absolutely.
I find hope 2 years in a row.
It's a powerful message, and it's always interesting. It is. You know, we have these individualized messages from night to night. A lot of times there's variety, there's differences in the messages, but looking at these patterns, and thank you so much, Wendy, for what you do on that. Looking at these patterns, it really sends a message to us about, you know, what is that recurring theme throughout the year? And, you mm-hmm. know, the fact that just overall, we're looking at hope and groundedness. You said it perfectly, Dr. Vicky. You know, there's always hope. There's always hope, but don't buy into false hope. You know, stay grounded.
Yep. I agree.
Perfect message.
What is your overall take? What do you think, Wendy? Aside from, these are the most pulled cards. Do you have a sense or a way of articulating this year that's different from mine or Michael's or anybody else? What do you think?
Okay, so Every time I do this, like at our midpoint, but especially at the end when I have all of the cards, it's so exciting for me. And I know, like, maybe it sounds silly to some people, but I get really excited because I start going through all of the cards and I'm I do it on paper because I'm just a pen and paper kind of person. I love notes and stuff. But I'm writing, you know, down everything, and I'm seeing it all come together. And this year, it was so much, like, kind of everybody has such a variety. And I was like, how is this going to come together? And then you start to see like the little patterns come together, and I get all excited. I really do. And I'm like, I can't, like, you know, like I get excited, like trying to get to the end and like figure it out. And I was like, it's really exciting. But I really found a wide variety, and then in all of the cards were pulled. You know, like 27 was the least, I believe. There was two of them that was the least, at 41 and 27, and 20. Those all only were called two times each this year. But like other than that, they like everything was pulled, and every I felt like everybody got lots of messages, or you know, I don't know, it felt good
more,
to me.
Yeah, a lot more variety this year.
Mhm.
Well, there certainly were a lot of events for a lot of people. And shout out to Jerry for saying, you know, she's dealing with cancer right now. But, you know, I've done the dance a couple of times myself there, Jerry. I understand you have too. You have to be positive. You know, you have to be like, oh, this is something to do. And especially if you've done it before, then you have a different attitude. And I have no doubt you've got this. You know, it's life will have its way with us, everybody. And always unexpected things will come up. Things we do not, cannot imagine. Because, you know, like most of the people in the world, we say, oh, well, that'll never happen to me. And then when it does, you go, moi? You know? Oh, moi?
I know, right?
Like, so, but this group, and I think here, and I really want to put this in perspective. This is a group of aspiring metaphysicians, people who are looking for more greater and understandings, and kind of think of it in a way as a therapy group in some ways, that we're all here for a common purpose. And we want to feel connected with other people of like minds. We want to be interested. We want to be curious. We want to keep growing and learning while we're living a life that can be challenging. And I think that when we look at the energy of the group and then what we see is happening individually, you know, we can say now at the end of the year, thanks to Wendy, we all have that hope. You know, that hope is the energy that flows through all of it.
So. I totally agree with you, Dr. Vicky. Like, if, you know, if I'm going through something hard, which, I mean, we all do all the time, this is the best place to be. There's nowhere else I would want to be or share anything with, like, other than everyone here. It's really, like, a great group of people here.
It is. It is, and thank you. And, you know, it's such a testament to the group that we have here. And it's just an important facet of life that we find strength in one another. And we can share it with one another. We're like-minded.
Well,
I
tell you,
part.
I'm very excited for 2024. And look, I'm quite sure it's not going to be an easy 2024 in a lot of ways. But I'm excited that I feel like the energy is going to shift again. And in a lot of ways, for the better. More awakenings, more realizations. There's, you know, I think there's always going to be dissension. There's always going to be a war. There's always going to be something.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got to make money, you know? And, but we got the big eclipse on April 8th. I'm looking forward to that. I want to see what's going to happen energetically at that point. But, I don't know, I feel optimistic in some kind of mystical, mysterious way about 2024. I want to say bring it on.
I like it. I like it.
What do you think, Wendy? What's your feel?
I don't know. I'm just hoping you're right.
Well, I'll go with that.
Speaking of hope, considering it was our most pulled card and considering all of the, you know, all of the different talks we've had tonight, I thought would be probably apropos to read number 7, Hope. Just kind of a refresher.
Yeah. Have you got it handy there, Michael?
I do. So wild card number 7, Hope. Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope, in and of itself, does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope is the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it is the first and last failsafe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope. It's a good message, and I love the part where it is the root of all the wonderful things about life, of wonderful things about being human, our intellect, our ability to have that powerful curiosity, that yearning for more, all that interest. It's a truly wonderful thing.
Well, what keeps us going? Hope. Hope Absolutely. Keeps us going. It's the will of spirit. You know, Dr. Jerry has asked Wendy and I a question. If, as individuals, we were to keep a tally of our own cards pulled for a certain amount of time, what would be a suitable length of time be, like from our own deck of cards? Do you have a thought, Wendy?
I think I would give it 6 to 8 weeks.
What I do, Jerry, which is rare, I'm going to read my own tarot cards. I do a spread 5 times, and I see life from different angles. The reason for the 5 is there are 5 elements. Yes, there's fire, air, earth, and water, but there's also a 5th element. For the Norse people, it's ice. For Asia, it's metal. For indigenous people in North America, it's spirit. So there's altogether 5 elements, these 5 points of the star. And I look at what the common thread is in all those 5 spreads, what they would be. And the message is in there. And I'll tell you a little story in a second. But I would maybe do that once a week I agree with Wendy, 6 to 8 weeks. What is it trying to tell you? Because there's something in there that our higher self, call it, you know, your super self, universe, whatever you want to call it, something is trying to tell you something. Now, for about 2 years, year and a half, whenever I shuffled the deck, the moon card would drop out. Even if I was going to do a reading for a client, I'd say, what is it trying to tell me? You know, put it back in the deck, read for the client, shuffling the cards again, the moon card would show up. So I try to read for myself the moon card. I said, well, there's a mystery here. Something, they're trying to tell me something. But for the life of me, I couldn't figure it out. What is it here that I'm not knowing? So this started, in retrospect now, because I can see it, after I had COVID, I developed high blood pressure. I didn't know. And I found out since. It's very common with long-haul COVID folks. The endothelial cells in the blood vessels, blah, blah, blah. But a mysterious certain events happened to call the doctor's office, say, do some blood work. And the girl says, you know, you haven't had a complete physical since 2014. I said, oh, isn't that interesting? So for the first time, doctor takes my blood pressure and it's through the roof. So figuring that out. So I'm thinking back to that one message that the tarot dropped out. And since then, which is back in September, the moon card has not dropped out. It's like, finally, there's, you know, this mystery that was kind of lurking in my shadows. Kind of thing. I said, okay, thank you very much. How would I have known? And I've been to the naturopath, the doctor. Nobody ever took my blood pressure. I didn't know. I thought it was long-haul COVID and other symptoms. But, you know, all good now. Don't get me wrong. It's all good. Not going to die today. And and I say, oh, well, I guess I'm here a little longer, still on the planet. You know, the one thing I've learned about life is not to take it personally. And I know it's very hard to reconcile death. All things come to pass, and it will all be our time. And I made peace with that a long time ago. And especially this time, I said, well, You know, when we did our ceremony, our family ceremony and prayers at Yuletide, I looked at my entire family. First time in 15 years, both my girls have been home for Yuletide. It was very fun. And I looked at everybody. I said, the only reason I believe I'm here is because of you and the families of people I've created, that I'm still a part of that and I'm still here. And each of you is still here for the same reason, you know, different perspective, but same story, you know, and very that's well why we're here. And, you know, you think, and I know it sounds so cheesy, everybody, but life really is a precious thing. Is it hard? Absolutely. You know, but one of the things that I said at Yuletide, when life feels really hard, I remember my grandmother having to stoke a fire, get up, put bread in the stove at 4 or 5 in the morning, you know, percolating coffee on a wood stove, and, you know, working all day just for basic sustenance, hauling water, hauling coal, hauling wood, you know, and it's not hard. Is it stressful? Yes. Is it challenging? You bet. Is it scary? Absolutely. There are times. But really, is it hard? No. We have so many things in life now. I think, what would this whole finding the recipe for blood pressure be if I didn't have an at-home blood pressure machine? You know, I'd be going to the doctor once a month. He'd take a reading and try me on something else. Well, I can participate in this process. What worked, what doesn't work, you know, peaks and valleys. Well, they didn't have that 50 years ago, you know. So there's a lot of things, if we keep perspective, a lot of things are better. And I agree, Michael has said this all along too. We have running water, you know, a roof over our heads, all fortunate enough to get through another day. Again, is mm-hmm. it scary? Yes. Stressful? Of course. We don't know what's going to happen. But we learn endurance and we learn skills, new kinds of skills. And when you learn to roll with it better and participate in life, not as the controller, but the director, manager of your own actions, you know, it takes on a whole new color. And I'm just grateful to be here. And I know that's a big speech and cutting into Wendy's time as a guest. I'm sorry about that. But I'm on a hope roll.
It's a good roll to have. Hope is a good roll.
You know, so we all have a story. Wendy has a story. Mike has a story. You know, Michael. Everybody mm-hmm. has a story.
Absolutely. And then we have our individual stories, and we can also see how we come together, and there's the kind of the story of us as a people, of our group, of collective, our societies, and how it's yeah. evolving.
I actually find life quite fascinating. And I've always been kind of a wing it kind of girl, saying, I have no idea how I'm going to get through this. I look back how I raised three kids by myself for 20 years. I have no idea how I did that. Oh, how did I get through the 90s? I don't know how I got through the 2000s. Wow.
I say the same thing.
Do you?
I do. And they're such great people. I'm like, how did I do that?
Yeah. How did I get through that? And I don't know, it's again, it sounds kind of hokey, but a privilege still to be here in some odd kind of way. And even now I say, well, I have no idea how I'm going to get through this. And but we do, you know.
And I agree with you, Dr. Vicky. Like, I was thinking about it the other day, you know, like, we always question, like, well, what are we here for? What's our mission in life and everything? And I was thinking about it the other day, and I'm like, you know, I'm over here, I'm looking at this and that and the other, and like, you know, still at my age, like, what am I here for? You know, really. And I was like, and it occurred to me, I'm like, I'm here for them.
Yeah.
I'm here for them.
Yeah.
Because, like, and you know, they're in their 20s now, so yeah, they're grown, but they're not grown. They're boys. Yeah. They're not grown.
Oh, yeah. A lot left to do.
Yeah. So, and they still need their mama. So I'm like, I'm not going nowhere.
Yeah, I now, of course, have grandkids, and it's different, and I'm there for them, but also my kids. And I look, I think we have to say we're here as part of our own spiritual evolution, you know, because so many things that we thought were important are long behind us now. They're not important anymore.
Right.
So, yes, I'm evolving, but without attachment to a lot of stuff. Things I used to, ideas I used to be attached to, beliefs, always wanting to know some mystery and always researching and meditating and, you know, and, you know, I'm good. You know, I don't feel that same push to find something over there when I stopped and knew it was all in here. And the rest is just my brain formulating, you know, filing, changing my inner software, you know, and very often changing my mind about things. I change my belief system frequently, but the core value doesn't change. And I think I really want to say kudos to Dr. Kelly for coming up with the 9 principles of belief, because years before that, I was attempting to write my own. And, you know, I don't have to reinvent the wheel. Now he did it. I say I'm good now. Finally, it's articulated very well. Thank you very much. So,
I remember seeing the 9 principles of belief on a YouTube video, and I don't think anything ever connected with me more than that.
Yep.
You know, I had a bit of that myself, even though I am biased. But there's a balance to it. There is that kind of the hope that we, you know, we can find the answers we seek within. I love that, especially that we don't need to have a dogmatic, you know, higher power that we constantly have to look for. We know that we have the answers we seek within. And that's always been very profound for me.
But I think it's great to look at these patterns. There's always messages and things that we didn't see before.
Absolutely. The hope card. It's, and it is, it, again, just, you know, on the mathematics, the probability, what are the odds? What are the odds that we would have hope as a most pulled card 2 years in a row? And, you know, what is the inherent message behind that? You know, it has been difficult. You know, even though we do have a lot of modern comforts, it's been a stressful time for, you know, our society and the kind of the change that is afoot. But we always have to hold on to that hope. And just listening to these stories, it's been wonderful.
I remember saying last year when we did this, when we had a wild card hope as the most pulled card of the year, I remember saying that, you know, I think that because of everything we went through with COVID and everything, and we're just sort of coming out of it at the time, that everybody, you know, is holding on to hope, you know, for all kinds of different reasons. But yet here we are again with it still being the same card. It's kind of cool.
It is cool. Well, you know, I'm happy to say goodbye to 2023.
Yeah.
And and everybody, my message, I know things can feel, a little futile sometimes. And I think that's a good word. We ask ourselves, what's the point? Like, what's the point of voting? What's the point of speaking up? What's the point of getting involved? What's the point? What's the point? Social media, it's to the point where you say, what's the point? Well, there is a point when we know we can participate and even throw in one word, one sentence, one vote, one something, because it all adds up. Remember, 10% of a population can change the entire population. Mm-hmm. It just takes enough of those small little thoughts or deeds that kind of ripples through the universe.
Oh, that's so true.
I I know, look, everything from climate change to how do I pay my rent. You know, I mean, that we can all feel really overwhelmed. So just put your nose in front of you. And if you need to take time out, don't read the news. You know, it'll still be there when you get back to it. Trust me, you can get caught up in 5 minutes. And, you know, surround yourself with good people. Smile and nod at the not so good people. And carry on with your day. And when you're doing your very best, and even a little of then some, to be kind, energy amplifies. And I totally believe that. Wendy says it herself. I say it myself. I don't know how we got through that. And I'm sure you can say that yourself. How did I get through that? But you did. And you'll get through this.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on that wonderful note, I think it's about that time of the evening. It has been a very fast year. This hour has gone by fast. It's been a wonderful discussion. Thank you, Wendy, so much for joining us tonight. And as we begin to wrap up, any last thoughts, Wendy?
I'm just so happy to be here with you all, like every week, and, you know, through all kinds of we've, you know, all had a lot going on over the last few years, and I'm so glad, like, we still have a lot of our regulars here, and happy to have our new ones, and I just want to say, you know, I'm so grateful to be here with you and Dr. Michael, Dr. Vicky, and everyone, and all of our people in the chat, and, you know, hopefully 2024 goes great. we get a lot of great patterns going next year. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Wendy, you have a very soft place in my heart.
Aww.
You do. I'm going to tell you right off, I think the world of you. I think you're just an awesome human being is what I think. So there you go. Oh.
Yeah. That's the best compliment I've ever had in my whole life, Dr. Vicky.
Well, likewise, you know, you're beloved around here. You know, it's really special what you bring to it, the fact that you track these cards and completely voluntarily just on your own. And it was just something that brought such a value to this whole experience. So thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. I love doing it.
You know, you're going to come back, right? Absolutely.
Anytime.
Anytime
y'all want me.
I think next week we're going to be into a brand new year, 2024, Michael. So I hope we can have just a free-for-all conversation, some folks in the chat. And I know, again, I don't make New Year's resolutions. But even if people can come up sharing one thing that you'd like to accomplish in this next year, one thing, somewhere you want to go, something you want to do, something you want to achieve, something you want to overcome. And maybe we can get into an interactive kind of conversation in the chat and, you know, setting that just one thing. So
well,
how about we go there, Michael?
That sounds great to me. I think it's a good idea. Well,
it's kind of following up with what Dr. Kelly wrote in the last, you know, his last newsletter, you know, all the things in the past year. Well, what do you want to do in this year?
Mm-hmm.
So kind of took a seed from him.
I have a question.
Yes.
Are we going to get to hear from Dr. Kelly anytime soon?
To be decided. But don't worry, we'll put the screws to him.
We miss him. In case he's listening to the archives, we miss him.
Well, I'll make sure it's relayed as well. But it's going to be an exciting new year. We're going to hold on to that hope. We're going to add our voice to the chorus of our society to, you know, try to make some positive change. And, you know, it is full of possibility. And thank you so much for joining us, Wendy. Thank you so much, Dr. Vicky, for everything you do.
My pleasure.
My pleasure, too.
Thank you for everybody that joins us live. It is a wonderful group. It has been a great year together, and we've lost some people, but we push on. We keep making this world the best we can. So with that, I think we're going to call it a year, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Happy New Year.